Hello, good evening. My name is Richard. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. We'd just like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities.
Yes.
Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes, sir?
Yeah.
Am I speaking to Justin Dumas?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. And to start, sir, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I've been in the tile trade 30 years.
30 years, okay. And you just mentioned a tile or marble finisher or tile setter?
Yeah, I'm a tile setter.
Okay. And on the last job that you worked on, sir, were you an improver, a finisher or helper, apprentice, general level mechanic, or a foreman?
I'm just a journeyman setter.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
I am.
Okay. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? I mean, that is, unable to find work when you want to work over the past 12 months in your craft?
The union, I mean, I haven't, I worked that much in the union in the last couple of years. I didn't want to deal with the COVID vaccine and all that and the mask and everything. So I haven't been in the union. I mean, I'm still in the union, but I ain't really working in the union.
Okay, so would you say that was like 0 weeks that you were did you want to work?
I looked for a job a couple months ago. I found a job. They worked me. Yeah, it was like, yeah, it wasn't much. It was 9 days out of like 3 weeks or something. So that was
Okay.
pretty rough.
Okay. And yes or no, sir, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, I don't work for anybody. I work for myself.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No. Thank you, sir.
No.
And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number?
I lost you there for a minute.
Not a problem, sir. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I want to say about the same. I mean, maybe
Okay.
less.
All right, sir. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'd probably say about the same.
About the same? Okay.
Yeah.
And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Okay. And
I
yes or no,
agree
thinking
that there's
about.
enough.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And yes or no, thinking about the other jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Steward, what's that? What do you mean by a steward appointed by? I
Sir?
don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand that last question.
It's basically also known as a union representative or shop steward.
No.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by union?
No.
Okay. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, through the federal government, privately, or you do not know?
I want to say state government.
Okay.
It was one of the federals, the airport.
Okay, so state or local government. Okay. All right. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I'll say about the same.
Okay,
Who
thank you,
knows?
sir. And Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
You know, I want to say it gets better, but who knows?
Okay, sir.
Yeah, I'd say about the same.
All right. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site. Now, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust air quality, or no real safety concerns?
I think careless workers, that would be the biggest cause.
Thank you, sir. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months, sir?
No.
Sir?
No.
No, thank you. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in activity in the past 12 months. Picketing?
No.
Okay. Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Okay. No. Okay. And in the last 1 month, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
I'd say occasionally.
Okay, sir. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, I want you to please rank the following news sources from the one that you most likely get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. And I have right here friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, print or online newspapers, radio, local TV news programming, or cable news.
And I would get the least?
Like out of those six, which one would be the most likely to get your news from? And then also, at the same token, which one will be the less likely to be your news from?
I'd probably say social media. You'd be your most.
Okay.
And then your least, probably ads. Newspaper ads or whatever.
Print or online newspapers? Okay.
Yeah.
And then we got friends and neighbors, radio, local TV, news programming, or cable news.
Cable news.
Okie dokie. All right. Now, which of the following issues matters to you most right now? Healthcare, immigration, foreign policy, the environment, education, support for labor unions, jobs in the economy, or something else?
It's too many options.
Which one will be the one that matters to you the most right now?
The health.
Healthcare? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, sir, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act, sir?
No.
Okay. Now, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that it is most important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
I'll say important.
Somewhat important, very important?
Yeah, very important.
Okay, sir. And generally speaking, do you believe that the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Let's say Republican.
Okay. Now, sir, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, they are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers, or GM, or Ford and Stellantis?
The auto workers.
The auto workers, somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Okay, sir. We're almost done here, sir. And please indicate if you disapprove or approve that the job that Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as the president overall. Do you approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
Disapprove strongly.
Okay. And what about the economy?
I think he's done a shit show on everything.
Okay. What about the support for labor unions?
I don't know what his support is. I don't follow anything of Biden.
Okay. And what about the immigration?
Yeah, I don't think he's doing a good job with it.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
What about healthcare, sir?
I don't know what his what he's doing for everything on.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. And what about foreign affairs?
I don't know.
Okay, sir. Now, do you approve or you disapprove of the way that Congress is handling its job?
Not sure.
Okay, not a problem. Are you registered voter?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other office in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote at all?
I say I'm going to vote.
Almost certain or probably?
Probably.
Okay. Now, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote, sir?
Donald Trump.
Okay, sir. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes, on all of them.
Okay, sir. Now, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Okay, and how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Okay, sir. Now, these are open-ended questions. In your own words, sir, how could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
I think they do a great job with how they run everything. I mean, I think they've improved over the years. They get better, you know, every year. I couldn't say anywhere that they could improve on anything.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. And what do you think is the most? What do you think, in your words, that union's top priority should be for the next year, or for the rest of the year, or the next? Well, I mean, in your own words, what is the most important thing in the union that should be working on right now?
That the workers have work. They should continue work through the season, especially through the holidays. You know,
okay,
that's always a slowdown period.
That the workers have work even through the holiday period?
Yeah.
Holiday period. Okay. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union, sir? Email, job site, text, union meetings, mail?
Probably mail.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
I'd probably say a couple times a year, maybe four times a year.
Okay, excellent. And now I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
I guess I'd say strong Republican.
Okay, sir. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race, sir?
White.
Thank you, sir. Now, and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just please have your first name?
Justin.
Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N?
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, Justin, this concludes the survey for today. Thank you very much for helping out and your participation. You have a blessed evening, sir.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.